Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney right now. You have gone to these war zones to really see firsthand what's happening, and you were getting into how the system tries to imply that you're somehow a bad person. Now they're having no fly list, no gun buy list outside of law. Please continue for the 5 minutes we've got.
Okay, I'll just make it brief, and I can conclude in one sentence, basically, and say that it really is time for us to come together and say no to the tyranny that is about to engulf all of us. And so it doesn't really matter our gender, our color, our ethnicity, our religion, our accent. I speak with a Southern accent. None of that matters anymore. It all depends now on whether or not we believe in freedom and liberty. We believe in the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Constitution, or we're going to be run over by the people who don't.
But I want to get back to the harassment you've gone under for going to foreign countries.
The harassment. Oh, yes. I got an FBI a call when I came back from Cape Town, South Africa, as a part of the Bertrand Russell Tribunal on Palestine. And I came back and basically the FBI called and said that I had a terrorist threat that had been delivered against me, Eric Holder, and President Obama. And it was delivered by some Georgia hillbillies. And those people aren't concerned about me, but you see, it was all to, you know, and they blew it up really big. But that's just to create more strife. I know that those people in North Georgia weren't concerned about me. And in fact, if I were to query them, they are concerned about the same things I'm concerned about, which is those people who were making the call to me offering their protection. I feel safer with the people than I did with the FBI offer of protection, that's for sure.
So you're saying it was a way to threaten you?
Absolutely. And, of course, there's a soft repression. One of the aspects of what I'm studying now is repression and the tools that are used by government.
Yeah, they call it security, but you're really in a prison. Let's expand on this. What is the best website for people to visit and find your information?
Oh, my goodness. People tell me all the time. They can go to allthingscynthiamckinney.com. And there is not the best website, I apologize. But if you hit the top back and send a message directly to me, then I will answer. I answer all of the messages that come to me. So I encourage people to communicate with me.
Sure. Well, they use the name of security and safety and public safety as a prison. That's how the Chinese emperors got walled off and the women's feet were bound and they couldn't cut their fingernails because you're such a god. You can't feed yourself or walk. And that's how the priest class took over and became the real emperors. And it's the same thing. The TSA. What's your take on the TSA?
It's a bunch of bunk. And, you know, if you look at the business of the TSA, first of all of those machines, I opt out all of the time. And we did get a modest victory with the, you know, saying, okay, we can film, because that was your initiative, I believe, opt out and film. And I always opt out. Every morning I wake up, I ask myself, what can I do to resist today? And when I'm traveling, I opt out. That's one of the little, you know, grains of sand that I can put, the little friction that I can cause.
Exactly. TSA is literal slave training.
And also, absolutely. And also, the other thing is the responsibility of government to tell us what's going on with Fukushima. We've got something going on at San Onofre nuclear power plant out in California. What is it? What's going on with the nuclear plant in New Jersey? There's so much. There's so many issues out there.
Everything's degenerating. Will you promise to come back soon and we'll talk about that?
Yes, I will.
Wow, what an amazing lady. Thank you so much. I'll say bye to you during the break. Guests coming in studio. sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Much incredible news out there. They're talking about getting rid of dollar bills. They devalued the currency so much. We've also got the Republicans working with the Democrats to raise taxes to pay more corporate welfare to foreign banks. That's where most of it goes. We've got Democratic representative amend the Constitution to allow restrictions on freedom of speech. That's CBS News. The same Democratic congressman that says that islands float, Hank Johnson, who replaced Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who just joined us. I mean, that guy is the definition of a Fruit Loop. I mean, it's just he's actually hilarious, though. He'd be great to have over to a dinner party. I'm going to be honest with you. Continuing, there is just so much news coming out. Up at DrudgeReport.com, there's a story, a couple indicted for disturbing graphic videos of puppies, kittens, tortured and killed. That's a real popular thing the last few years with trendies. Because they're so decadent, people are getting into evil as a form of nihilism. And I covered earlier mainstream news admitting that under Obamacare, they're going to take sick children and dehydrate them and kill them. It's murder. They don't give the Hippocratic Oath anymore. Paul Watson has an article up at InfoWars.com on that. They're even saying If you don't want your up to age three, if you don't want your kids, even if they're healthy, you can just kill them. So, but it's liberal, so it's okay. As long as it's called liberal. You know, Margaret Sanger loved Hitler, but she was liberal, so it was okay. Now, before we go to our guests, we've got one via Skype and then one here in studio. Amazing filmmaker. I'm very proud of the fact this was produced right here in Texas. Nullification, the Rightful Remedy with Stuart Rhodes, Deborah Medina, and so many others in it. Tom Woods, very professionally done, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, you know I've had my big call. Well, I'll get into that in a moment as we introduce him here. But this, I print a little over 100,000 of InfoWars magazine. This is the fourth issue, the December issue. And we put around 70,000 of these on the street in Austin and now some in San Antonio at over 1,500 locations up and down the I-35 corridor and other areas. And that's a lot of them. It's 60 pages, color glossy, and it's the information is off the charts. We sell these at cost because this is an outreach system. And on the cover, it shows Obama sitting on top of an American flag. And it says, this man wants your guns. And it gets into just so many subjects. And, boy, you can tell I've had four issues. The first issue sold out in 2 days. And the ones that we held back, the 40,000 or so. So I put out 60,000 on the street then and held back 40,000. It sold out in 2 days, less than 2 days. 30-something thousand. We held back some for subscriptions, obviously. This one sold out in less than a day. And so we hadn't trucked because he just came in Wednesday night. They came in on the truck from the big printer. We get these printed in Ohio. It's the best paper and the best deal we could find, so we truck it in. And the magazines came in, and we were going to put 70,000 on the street. We're putting 60,000 on the street because these things sold out. So I just pulled back 10,000 more that we won't be putting on the street so you can get them. People are buying them in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 because it covers the attack on the Second Amendment. It covers states' rights. It has Ron Paul's entire farewell address exposing the globalists that's so powerful. The text of that with a full-color poster in there. And that's the issue is, wow, the first issue sold out because it was all about economic collapse by design. The other two didn't sell out. We still have some of those left. And this one sold out even quicker. So it kind of gives you a gauge of what people are concerned about. But this man wants your guns. This is a great way to wake people up, give a gift subscription. When the ones in bulk in 10 packs up to 100 sell out, we're holding back like 4,000 for new subscriptions. We just mailed out everybody's subscription the last 2 days for the December issue. So the only way you'll be able to get it is if you get a yearly subscription, if you don't order it in bulk right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's basically a short color book with incredible graphics and the whole Ron Paul speech that you can give to people with short attention spans with cartoons and graphics to wake them up. This is a weapon, and I've now decided every issue of the magazine will also get an InfoWars bumper sticker. Can't afford to do the citizen rule books because we lose too much money. I'm also going to do something at cost. I'm ordering 100,000 bumper stickers, and we're going to mail them, shipping included, free to whoever wants them in groups of 500. that'll get the word out. And side issue. Okay, I'm done ranting. I just haven't plugged anything yet in 2 hours and 10 minutes of radio. So going into the third hour here, I'm plugging some stuff. We've also got ProPure water filters, 15% off, running that till December 15th. The gravity-fed filters I use, nobody's got a deal like that. InfoWarsStore.com. We're not like the government that takes your money and then uses it against you in propaganda forcibly with taxes. We're like, hey, we got great books, videos, things we like. And with the ProPure, we do make money off that. That's the kind of stuff that funds us. And then we also, again, sell Nullification, the Rightful Remedy. Okay, enough of me ranting and raving here today. Jason Rink is one of the filmmakers who helped make the documentary film Nullification. And you know, I called 2 weeks ago, and it made international headlines. I called 2 weeks ago for the states to secede, but not to secede to create a new confederacy or something else, to secede from the New World Order occupied federal government where the foreign banks brag to shareholders they've conquered us and say, there's no way we're going to take the whole economy. We're only going to grow. We're going to take everything they got. June 21. So Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan brag about that. I'm saying go through the state legislatures, whatever you want, also fight in Congress at that level, from every level, to restore the republic by the states pointing out the federal government's now out of control and illegitimate. When the TSA tells the Congress they're not under their oversight, when Congress is told three separate hearings by the Joint Chiefs and the chairman that NATO commands our military now and that we don't have to go to Congress, that's an illegitimate federal government right there. And so that's my basic idea that Lou Rockwell's agreed with, Edwin Vieira, Ron Paul, one of Ron Paul's chief advisors, as well as Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer. So we now need to get this rolling. It's not my idea. I'm simply going, hey, this says make whatever government we want. Well, we make America back. We re-upload Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and we have the states do it. And just the focus of that in the media will bring the globalists to their knees. And nullification shows the different remedies as well along those lines. So joining us here in studio is Jason Rink and Tom Woods, libertarian bestselling author, also advisor to Ron Paul. Joins us, and we're very, very excited. TomWoods.com is the site there. Nullification available at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, Evil Free Market. Evil Free Association. Oh, it's so dirty. And but taking your money at gunpoint and using it against you, that's loving and moral. JasonRink.com. Jason Rink, we've only got like 3 or 4 minutes before we go to break, and we're with you guys for the rest of the hour. But what do you think of what I've said? What do you think of the state of the republic and where it's going? Have the choices between tyranny and liberty ever been clearer? Then we're going to go to break and come back and give Tom Woods the floor for that segment. Jason, good to have you here with us.
Oh, glad to be here. And, you know, all we're really saying is this radical idea that maybe the founding fathers didn't fight a revolution, write a constitution, enumerate certain powers, and then hand that document over to the federal government and say, okay, now go limit yourself. The states no longer have any say into whether or not the federal government has expanded past those enumerated powers. And, you know, the 10th Amendment was put in the Constitution for a reason, which said you can go this far and no further. And so I think the notion that this is a radical idea, that the states can stand up and be this check on federal power, even when the Supreme Court decides and says, oh, Obamacare is constitutional, even when the Supreme Court says states can't pass medical marijuana laws in opposition to, federal unconstitutional war on drugs. You know, this is what's happening, and we're really seeing a watershed happening across the country, you know, with these secession talks and people really saying, look, what do we do? We don't have any way to petition our federal government anymore. We've got to look to the states and to the people to preserve liberty.
That's it. And or why even have states? Why even have families? Why? I mean, the government is not God. Tom Woods, we're going to break here in a moment, but for a few minutes here, lay out your view. I haven't asked you yet. If you saw the reports I put out that gained so much traction, Ron Paul responded saying there's nothing more, you know, American than secession. What's your take on my basic cry that we need to get serious about this just to start the real negotiation with the foreign banks that have hijacked the country because they've fully taken over Washington? We need to use the states as the check they were designed to be right now.
Well, I agree with your point that what's the point of having states if they don't do anything? They're not meant to be to exist for the administrative convenience of the central government. The states created the central government. Now, I don't know if I necessarily want to run through the same steps that got us where we are now. I mean, obviously, there was a problem with the Constitution, or we wouldn't be in this situation. And people may say, well, that's because they're not interpreting the Constitution correctly. Well, obviously, there aren't strong enough safeguards against that, or we wouldn't be in this situation.
And that's what Thomas Jefferson said.
That's exactly what he said. You have to allow the states, too, to have some voice in deciding what's constitutional. And that's a big no-no. You're not going to be taught that in an American school, but if you don't understand that point, the federal government is just going to keep interpreting the Constitution in these more and more bizarre ways to justify itself. So I say the more we can talk about forbidden topics like nullification and secession and break through this philosophical barrier, the better.
You're absolutely right. And when we come back, I want to look at the Constitution Bill of Rights with both you gentlemen, break down what's in the film Nullification, The Rightful Remedy, because again, we're not even talking about secession from the federal government. I mean, it's run by the private Federal Reserve for all intents and purposes. They admit that on CNBC. So, I mean, I think we should hammer that as Ron Paul did in his farewell address. I want to get both your take on that as well. Coming up, we'll look at Obamacare and so much more. The film, with so many amazing speakers. The nullification, the rightful remedy, the documentary film. This is something every state representative, every member of Congress sees. Buy them, give them to your representative, and air them on Access Television. Get them out to everybody.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Through today only, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends today. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Yeah, the federal government wants another kiss. They want VAT. They want carbon taxes to pay the bankers who we've signed on to their derivatives. We either get rid of the Federal Reserve or they will gut this country under Agenda 21. They make you poor while they consolidate your wealth. Ultra-rich, anti-free market. I've seen J.P. Morgan Chase ads where they say they basically bring you Thanksgiving. They made America strong. Look at this. Study. American households hit 43-year low in net worth. CBS News. And I've had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Reagan economist, head of the Treasury and policy, number two there, saying it's worse than that. This is amazing. Going back to author Tom Woods, who's in the film, a documentary film, Nullification. We have the filmmaker right here, Jason Rink, will probably be on the Nightly News with us tonight as well. And I'm going to go into fourth hour overdrive the day to premiere of this expose on J.P. Morgan, since they put out this propaganda. Tom, front and center on your radar, what do you think the Obama election means? And why do you think we're seeing a supercharged call for secession in all 50 states?
Well, the Obama election doesn't mean all that much more than what the Romney election would have meant. It's probably a mildly smaller chance of foreign policy bellicosity, I guess, but otherwise more or less more of the same. But I'll tell you, Alex, what encouraged me was the fact that we did see these secession petitions. Now, we have to bear in mind that all the same, the constituency for secession right now is still very, very small. But the fact is, in the past, when somebody's been elected that people haven't liked, very rarely have they talked about secession. I mean, you can gripe, you can write articles, but the idea that people would use the word secession when our overlords have tried to make this word totally, completely toxic in our lexicon, that to me is very significant. So I like the idea of talking about forbidden topics and getting people just to think in different ways. Like, for example, suppose as Jefferson envisioned might happen, the United States devolved into three separate units or something. Like the union is not an end in itself. The union is a means to an end. And if it's better to have three, then maybe we have three. Suppose we had three or four or five or six states instead of one. Would every single one of them have this crazy foreign policy? Would every single one of them have intervened in World War I, one of the worst decisions of the whole 20th century? In other words, maybe life would actually be better if we had some kind of competition among these people instead of having one giant blob governing 315 million people. Why is that so unthinkable?
Especially when that autocratic, authoritarian, out-of-control blob is openly run by foreign lobbyists and megabanks. I mean, have you seen the clips on CNBC and all over the news where they say there is a technocratic world government run by foreign banks and they know best and we're under them now? And yes, they're appointing leaders of the European nations. And yes, you're going to live in 220 square foot houses so you can pay all your money to them. And I mean, it's like, well, this really sounds great.
Well, you know, for people who still believe in what their third grade civics textbook taught them about how a bill becomes a law and legislators are there just to try to make sure that the public good is brought about and the will of the people is instantiated in the government, I mean, this is so utterly at odds with what actually goes on. And this is another reason that I'm happy to see that the government school monopoly is being broken, because maybe people might actually be able to learn something that corresponds to reality.
That's right. Again, Tom Woods, our guest, long segment coming up. And the 3 minutes we've got left in this segment, Jason Rink, I like to model other people that have been successful fighting the globalist. You know, four people out there that are thinking, what can I do? Tell us briefly about yourself and how you organized and got all these great men and women together to make Nullification such a first-rate film.
Well, you know, I was inspired by Tom's book, Nullification. I mean, that's really what articulated so many of these arguments to me in the first place. And then I partnered with the 10th Amendment Center out in California, Michael Bolden out there, who's been on the show, just doing a great job of being really the tip of the spear of states' rights and 10th Amendment issues. And so what ended up happening is I have a nonprofit called the Foundation for a Free Society that I'm the executive director of. We helped co-sponsor the Nullify Now tour. There were stops in Fort Worth and in Austin, where we went all across the country, had hundreds of people coming out to hear all of these speakers.
And big things have small beginnings.
Yeah, absolutely. It started out just as one stop. We had over a dozen cities we went to. We decided to make the movie in the middle of the tour. We said, wait a minute, we've got to get this out there.
And so now you go from reaching thousands to reaching hundreds of thousands to reaching millions.
Absolutely. And really, it's just that it's a 72-minute film. We wanted to make it short so that people could learn all they needed to know so that a legislator might watch it and be converted. We wanted to give a tool in the battle to teach people what decentralized government is, what federalism's all about, and that we still have the power.
Jason Rink, Tom Woods are our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Our home base is InfoWars.com. We come back, I'll ask Tom Woods about that. I mean, his actions, your actions, Ron Paul's. That's why we're building this momentum. We need to push it to the next level. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas, ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Stations do carry. It's not always live. It's a lot of times it's the first hour we broadcast because I've got to do my review of World War Z. People kept saying, "Why aren't you reviewing this?" Well, I did go do research and go and look at some of the scripts and treatments that are online, and we know it's in the film. And I will do that. And it is a dehumanizing eugenics UN world government promotion. Agenda 21 brainwashing vehicle. And so we have the plot. I will give you a review coming up. I'll also premiere this piece we did on J.P. Morgan in the next hour. Now, by the way, we're getting hammered with calls and everything else. It's the craziest thing, and it's a very small part of our audience. But when you got 3 million listeners every day over 3 to 4 hours, there are some people that hear you wrong, or maybe I'm not a good communicator. But I saw on the YouTube video last night where I was talking about the magazine yesterday, people said, why is he attacking Ron Paul? Because it says, this man wants your guns, and it's clearly Obama. And then above it, it says, complete Ron Paul farewell address inside. And there's now a new thing that I'm attacking Ron Paul. I mean, so, no, it's Ron Paul's speech, folks. It's not attacking Ron Paul. I know most of the audience knows that. And I said, I'm going to print 100,000 InfoWars.com bumper stickers, and I'm going to give them out free next month. We're designing a new sticker where we've got to get it printed, and then you can buy them right now in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am going to print 100,000 and even pay the shipping to ship 500 to whoever emails us and pledges to hand them out to people and to stick them up in legal and lawful areas. That means like on the side of your barn or on your car or if a shopkeeper says you can. We do not want people to put them on private property because then they can demonize us with that. But the point is, 100,000 of them, we're going to print them next week. We probably won't have them to the first of the year. That's not yet. Not yet. Not yet. And I'm not attacking Ron Paul. It's his farewell address, I promise. Here, let me show you. Oh, man. See, Ron Paul, farewell address. And it's on that page, and it opens up as a poster with his image made up in the words. And then it's even on the back page here, the whole incredible speech. And that was my next point for you guys. Tom Woods, what did you think? Well, first off, with what Ron Paul's done in education, what countless others have done, the lensing effect, the chain reaction, the exponential growth that's now happening, that's why the globalists, I believe, are moving so quickly. What do you and Jason make of the nullification becoming discovered as the rightful remedy, as the film is called? And what did you think of Ron Paul's farewell address 2 weeks ago?
Well, let me tell you, I think these two things actually tie together, because if you had told me 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that we would actually be talking about nullification, I would have wanted to believe you, but I just wouldn't have believed it, because nullification is not considered something the New York Times wants us to talk about, and yet here it is. I mean, when I wrote the book Nullification in 2010, I wrote it because I noticed all these grassroots groups around the country were getting interested in it. Some of them had seen some talks I'd given on the subject, but I gave those talks as a historian. I didn't think I was going to be giving these talks about current events, that suddenly people are grabbing onto this. That's very exciting. And the thing is, I've had a lot of my books have gotten really nice blurbs from Ron Paul. I had a foreword by Ron Paul in one of my books. But for Nullification, I knew he was probably going to run for president, so I didn't ask him to endorse that book because I thought, that's a very controversial position, state nullification. He's got enough baggage as it is. I don't want to burden him. And then he goes out on the campaign trail and more than once embraces the idea of nullification. So, I mean, I guess I should have asked him in the first place. I mean, I shouldn't have thought so little of the guy. I should have known he's a truth teller come what may. So, yeah, so I thought the speech was great. But the very fact that a congressman gives a farewell speech and it's covered and talked about, it gets all around the country. Most congressmen end their careers in complete obscurity. But it just goes to show the fact that he's basically a superstar. You can't not cover him.
And Tom, I would imagine, you know, the inside baseball. This is just the beginning of Ron Paul's career. Do you know about the big three announcements he's getting ready to make?
I might have a little bit of a sense of it, but I haven't talked to him about them. I know them one level removed, but I'm not totally sure.
Well, no. I just it's going to be pretty exciting. I mean, I just know some of the general stuff. And so we're going to be hearing a lot more from Ron Paul. I'm so sick of learning stuff and then not being able to tell people about it. It's like,
I'll tell you one thing. It's not going to be, let's get out there and endorse some guy who's with us on 12% of the issues. It's not going to be that type of activity. It's going to be hardcore. This is our message. Take it or leave it. And I'm not backing down. It's going to be that. It's going to be a 100-octane Ron Paul.
Yeah, exactly. You ain't seen nothing yet. Can we go out to break with that? You ain't seen nothing yet. Baby, I think we've got it in the. We'll play the last 30 seconds or 40 seconds of this. I'm going out to break with that. Well, I'm here. You know, I got a million questions I could ask. What do you make of. Speaking of Rand Paul, obviously, I know Rand Paul. You know Rand Paul. He's a good guy. He has gone a little bit towards the establishment, I guess, to get ready to run for president in 4 years. He's now admitted that. But he is trying to get rid of the NDAA and do a lot of stuff. I think if he would have fully taken on his dad's mantle, there would have been no stopping him. George Washington type stuff. But, you know, as they say, a lot of sons end up wanting to go their own way. Both of you, what's your take on Rand Paul?
Well, I think that, I think Rand is good that he's out there doing what he's doing. I think he's taken a stance on a few issues very strongly. So I think he has come out on issues like the TSA, and he's out there on NDAA.
Marijuana, stage rides.
Absolutely. So I really think I tend to be pretty big tent about some of these things because I say, look, it's a win for Victor. It's a win for liberty if we can try to attack these things at any level that we can. I'm not somebody who thinks that Rand Paul is going to be the next Ron Paul, but I do understand that we need individuals who can navigate. If they're going to be in politics, they've got to navigate the political machine. I have no idea what that
is. I know, but I mean that. But that machine is so shot. He should be there pointing out it's the Titanic, so everybody goes to him when it goes under. I mean, I'm just telling you, his dad knows what he's doing. Not as from a moral perspective. When something is so evil, you want to fully distance yourself with it. I mean, when you get in a latrine, you don't clean it up. It gets all over you.
Absolutely. And so I think that to the degree that Rand Paul can speak the hardcore message of Ron Paul, I mean, Ron Paul changed my life. It's why I'm here right now. I wrote a book called Ron Paul, Father of the Tea Party. It's a biography of Ron Paul. I love the man. I love his no compromise stance, and that's the only reason millions and millions of people got behind him.
And let's be clear, Rand Paul is great and an ally, and I agree with 95% of what he's doing. It's just the missed opportunity, and I know we're influencing him, because I know when I talk about this, it's having an effect. We need to say, hey, we think this is important. We think more hardcore, not less hardcore. That's how you beat the Republicans and the Democrats in that Senate race. Tom?
Well, you know, I, of course, I'm sure you guys would agree with me. I wasn't happy with the Romney endorsement and certainly the willingness to go out and give speeches for Romney and a lot of this stuff. And then sometimes I see Rand Paul on TV and he's saying, yeah, I guess I could go along with closing loopholes or whatever. You know, and sometimes it sounds like it's one thing to say I have to express the liberty message in a way that will resonate with the Tea Party people. I'm okay with that. If you start talking like a D.C. politico, I'm not okay with that. But on the other hand, if we compare Rand Paul to any of the old right senators or congressmen from the early 50s, we compare him to Robert Taft, whom the Ron Paul people love Robert Taft. Rand Paul's much better than Robert Taft. He's a much better voting
rep. Or even Barry Goldwater.
So, I've been hard on him, but at the same time, I realize that I'm a lot easier on people who live in the 1950s than I am on Rand Paul, even though he's better than all those
But
people.
I think so that's what it is.
Keep an eye on the guy. Don't let him get away with anything.
Sure, but that's it. It's when it's now, it's personal, you invest that this is going to be the new Rand Paul, and then it doesn't actually turn out like that. I think that's what they need to understand is that's what gets people, you know, a little hyped up. But I agree. Listen, here's the issue. What do you guys think about this hoax? Because there's clearly election fraud. Not that I'm saying Romney was good, but I call elections like I see it. Looked like there was fraud against Al Gore in 2000. Clearly fraud. Bev Harris, who's been a Democrat, clearly fraud against Romney. Clearly the fix is in. And they say the mandate is here for more socialism and everything Obama wants, he wants, when half the public didn't even vote. And this Republicans need to become more socialist now. That's how you win. And we need to legalize all the illegals. No, we ought to elect Hispanics who are constitutionalists to a great extent, like Cruz. We need to, but you can't take 600 million Latin Americans in and give them welfare. It's going to bankrupt the country. Again, that's something Rand's coming out going, well, we don't want, Hispanics to think we're going to send them back to Mexico. Well, I mean, Mexico doesn't let other Latin Americans in or they would implode. I mean, we've got sinking third world despotic crime syndicates, literally sinking, and now we could take 30 million illegals in this country. It'd probably be a boom if there was no welfare. But the problem is these people get on welfare, they become state clients, and when they become citizens, 91% of them vote to take my guns, Tom. What do we do about this?
Yeah, I think this is probably the hardest issue to sort out because there are dangers on both sides. On the one hand, an anti-immigration policy could spill over into all kinds of civil liberties problems that would be employed against the regular people, which is what winds up happening. People who have followed all the rules and everything, they wind up somehow always being the ones that the laws are enforced against. So I'm worried about a police state against immigration.
But if you try to come here legally, it's almost impossible, and they harass you. You come here illegally, they leave you alone.
Right, you're right. But then on the other hand, like Jefferson and some of the founding fathers, they were against the idea of mass immigration from Europe because their view was these people are going to bring to the United States old world political ideas. These people don't even know how to live in a free society. They're going to have monarchical ideas. I don't want a whole bunch of these people in our society.
In fact, they kicked a bunch of Tories out.
So it's really tricky to decide exactly under these circumstances what the right position is on immigration. This is one that I'm frankly stumped on. I mean, I am very concerned about immigration. I think it is a big problem, especially with the welfare state. But on the other hand, when you fight against it, they're going to want ID cards, they're going to want chips, they're going to want all these other things that we don't want them to have. So it's hard to know exactly what to do.
No, you're right. Well, the bottom line is, Throw it back in their court. Okay, don't tell illegals from all over the world, come here and have your baby for free, and then you get to stay, you all go on welfare. And on average, you get $61,000 a year. That's the new federal numbers. That's ridiculous, and that's going to end. You know, they have federal websites, we've shown them, that tell people how to come here and get on the, and they say, come here when you're pregnant, have the kid, you're in like Flynn.
And, you know, it is a very small percentage of countries. I don't remember offhand. I wrote about this once. It's a very small percentage of countries that have birthright citizenship, almost none. So it would not, I mean, Mexico doesn't have that. So it would not be evil or racist to get rid of that, given that.
Exactly. Let me come to Mexico and get free welfare and have my kids there and all that. And maybe that's what I'm saying. How do you have free trade when the other countries aren't free? We call it free and it destroys us.
Well, in this particular case, Mexico has actually a very restrictive immigration policy. It's actually very hard for people to go to Mexico half the time. So the vast majority of the countries of the world have some kind of limits and certainly don't have birthright citizenship. So unless we're going to say all the countries of the world are wicked and racist, there's nothing wrong with taking
exactly. It's for welfare. We could take 30 million people a decade, and would probably make us boom because we're not overfilled, like people say. If there was no welfare.
And also, think of the type of people who would come.
They want to work.
A system that doesn't have welfare. Be the industrious people who actually want to work.
Just like our country was founded.
There you go.
I'm ranting here. Jason Rink, you're over there. What's your take on this?
Well, I want to talk about the Obama mandate that he supposedly got with his reelection, because what we're seeing going on all over the country regarding nullification is the opposite of that. I mean, the Supreme Court ruled that Obamacare was constitutional based on the taxing authority of Congress, and so now you've got 15 states who've already said we're not going to implement the state exchanges, including states like Ohio and Michigan and states that you wouldn't think would be bucking this system.
It is a hoax that people are endorsing Obama.
Absolutely. And then you've got states like Washington and Colorado that have approved recreational marijuana when Obama has been worse about using the Department of Justice and the IRS to shake down state-based marijuana dispensaries. He stepped up the war on drugs. And you've got states
out three there. Times the raids of Bush.
Absolutely. And so what we're seeing is now we've got 18 states that have medical marijuana or recreational marijuana. We've got four more states that are going to introduce in 2015.
And this is a guy that admits he's done marijuana and cocaine. There's photos of him smoking dope. How do you put people in prison for smoking pot when you're a pot smoker and the word is he smokes it right now? How do you do it? I don't smoke it, except maybe, you know, once every 2-3 years or something. And literally, it's a lot better on average than alcohol for people. But there's this demonization of it.
Yeah, and what we're seeing happening right now is we're seeing a cultural shift. We're seeing people waking up to this idea that, hey, the drug war is unconstitutional. There was no amendment passed like alcohol prohibition. It's throwing our countrymen in jail for nonviolent offenses.
And it gives the criminals money. It gives the criminals money.
Absolutely. It's riddled with holes. And we're starting to see conservatives coming around to this idea because
Pat Robertson.
Absolutely. And we've got
that's because they've all smoked it. George Washington smoked it. Yeah. I'm sick of it.
It's collapsing. And the big secret is the federal government can't enforce these unconstitutional mandates and laws without the cooperation of the states. That's the big secret. And so they can't raid all the dispensaries. They can't shut down all of the activity. They can't go in there and run a state-based exchange. They need the states to run that for Obamacare to work. And so the big secret, it's the emperor has no clothes. And when state legislators, governors, citizens stand up. They use the ballot initiative.
Everybody's just got to drag their feet, block, not comply, criticize, shout down the system. Tom, isn't the system losing its credibility? I'm not just cheerleading. I've heard the Austin police chief going, no one trusts the government anymore. We've got to behave ourselves. Zbigniew Brzezinski's coming out and saying that. I mean, I think their power grab is a sign of their weakness.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, of course, we still have to bear in mind that we are very much a minority, but we are a minority that is intelligent and informed and hardworking, and we participate and we we really work at this. So we are a very effective minority, and then it does concern them that a lot of people are unplugging from the message that the mainstream media is giving them. Now, at the same time, the other day, apparently, Joe Biden was out Christmas shopping at the local Costco in Washington, and people were hanging on him and posing for pictures, and I thought, now, we'll know when we're getting somewhere when the vice president walks in and people turn their backs. They're giving him the raspberry.
Yeah, but so, you know that people that even hate folks, though, love celebrity and just want to feel important. That's part of the two-facedness of it. And, of course, he knew the area he was in. I mean, look at Romney today at McDonald's as another stunt. I mean, it's so ridiculous. What do you think Romney was at the White House doing, making sure his interests won't be hurt and telling Obama, hey, you know it was all staged?
Yeah, I have no idea, but I find it hard to believe that Obama was interested in getting Romney's advice on how to make government more efficient. I really find the official line very hard to swallow.
Well, they want conservatives who just go to sleep and pat us on the head and take our guns. I want to talk to you guys when we come back. What happens if the system tries to ban, not by law, but by order, which they're saying they may do, all semi-autos? I mean, because they try to physically take them. What will that cause? Will it cause a civil war? We'll be right back.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You aren't on the mercy mission this time. Little 5-minute segment, then one more with our guest, and then I'm going to premiere. We're going live into the fourth hour. If your local station doesn't carry it, a lot of them do. You can simply tune in via the audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And starting on Monday, once a week, I am going to plug our new affiliates. I mean, it's quite a job having to like cut liners for like 10 stations a week, new stations. It is quite a job. servicing the other 130 or so. I'm not complaining. It's just something new for me. Somebody's had like 60, 70, 100 stations, 120. And I mean, these are like 50,000 watts in California coming online, in New York State, in Florida. I mean, it's exciting, folks. The Liberty is getting out. Station managers and owners are saying, I used to think you were crazy, Jones, but I turned on CNN and they were announcing world government. So our information is becoming mainline, and we have to do that before we can really turn things around. And Ron Paul talked about global government in his farewell address, but I'm also going to start something where First Amendment champions in focus. I'm announcing this so that John Harmon up there at Network Affiliate, I'm just announcing this now, just telling him, he hadn't even heard of this, where every week I'm going to have like 5-10 minutes with a station manager on, or host, whoever they want, to promote that station, their sales staff, and a call to arms to get the word out about those affiliates. Now, I'm going to start with our Chicago affiliate next week, okay? I was going to plug it right now, but they have the big sheet because I was cutting a bunch of liners this morning for like an hour before I went on air. Tom Woods, we got one more segment with you coming up, but I have been saying a lot here. What about the danger of the kleptocrats trying to accelerate things into open confrontation? Because there's a lot of scurrying around. The Illinois governor just tried to ban semi-autos through executive fiat yesterday. Obama said he's going to get the guns under the radar, ban all semi-autos with just an ATF order. Well, what's your concern in that area?
Well, I mean, certainly there are state-level problems, and of course the federal government could, you know, not that it doesn't feel constrained by the Constitution, obviously, but I actually am not, I'm actually thinking that for the left anyway, the idea of gun control and stuff is almost dead. Even though they talk a lot about it, you know, you have a Columbine thing or whatever, and they talk about gun control, and then nothing happens.
They'd rather just gut the money and bankrupt the Treasury. I mean, they know they're hurting us there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because the gun people are, you would have to invest a huge amount of political capital here, and I feel like Obama's got a bunch of other things he wants to accomplish, and I think he'll talk a good game from the left point of view, but I think in practice he's probably going to leave that issue alone.
So he wants to shut down half our power plants, pay General Motors to move to China, he doubled the number of people on food stamps, he wants to double that again, just break us first, then get the guns later.
Well, that could be. That's a possible strategy. I mean, who knows?
What's your take on this?
I mean, look at the rest of his agenda. It's bad enough as it is.
Jason, what's your take on that question?
Well, I mean, I think, the UN recently made a comment about the fact that marijuana was legalized in a couple of states here.
No, they said it violates treaty. They want to run things.
Is that right? So, I mean, when you've got the UN making statements about that and talking about how that's problematic from their perspective, I don't think it's a far leap to think that the UN can – And global forces will get involved in trying to disarm the American people. Now, the problem is there's a lot of guns out there. And I think that the American people still have that revolutionary spirit within them that.
No, I agree with what you're saying. And Tom, we've checkmated them buying 3-4 million guns a month. The gun culture is the thing taking over. Tom, we're coming back in 1 minute. I want to but start asking you that right now. Do you think the gun culture is one of the strongest things we've got going for us?
I do. I think it's one thing, first of all, that unites everybody who is even slightly right of center. Like, just the plain vanilla Republicans tend to be basically okay on guns. The Ron Paul people, well, the neocons can go either way. Right?
Well, stay there, yeah. But, I mean, all the liberals I know are buying guns. We're even waking them up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.